This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It's the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Tuesday, as we continue to cruise into the week, and we are going to have a grand old time tonight. Tonight, we are going to do a bit of a smorgasbord show. There's something in the Big Beautiful Bill I despise and everyone else loves, so I'll take a dump all over that and offend people. We're going to talk about right wing versus left wing, the swings back and forth of society. We're going to open up the show talking about that, touch on the Obama-Clinton scandal that continues to grow with Donald Trump calling Barack Obama treasonous. All that and so much more coming up tonight on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. Before we get to any of that, I want to talk to you about something. I want to talk to you about the wild swings we see in our society, in every society. Headline, right-wing populist party ascendant in the land of the rising sun. I don't know if you know this, but that's Japan. I have this email. Oracle, we need one of your history lessons. Presently, the U.S. is swinging wildly between right and left. When Democrats have the White House, executive orders open the border, institute DEI, and surveil religion. When Republicans have the White House, executive orders close the border, end DEI, and encourage religion. Congress is not doing its job of stabilizing laws. America won't survive these wild swings in governance. What needs to be done? Okay, so let's talk about this. Have you ever known somebody, or maybe this is you, who came from a home that wasn't stable for one reason or another? Maybe dad ran out. Maybe mom ran out. Maybe there were drugs, alcohol, abuse. Maybe you even had to bounce around, go live with your grandma for a while. What that can create in people, what it can create is a yearning for something, a yearning for stability, but they don't know necessarily what stability looks like. You know you want it. As a child, you want dad to come back. You want to have that nuclear family you see on television. Why can't you have it? You want it, but you don't necessarily know what that looks like. And so as you make your way forward in life, as you grow into adulthood, you will oftentimes, statistically, this is the case, you will make terrible decisions in your life because you came from a lack of stability. And so you'll run off with the Hell's Angels biker for 2 months. Wow, that didn't work out. I'm shocked. You'll take out a car loan with 25% interest rates. Oh no, they repoed it. Now my credit's ruined. You will find yourself making bad decisions as a result of growing up with instability. I heard somebody say once, I believe it was my buddy Alexander Cortez, and he's right about this, that the greatest privilege in life is not money, growing up with money. It's not it. You can grow up rich, you can grow up poor, it doesn't matter. If you really want to see privilege, where you are given a massive leg up over other people, grow up in a stable two-parent household. That's not my opinion. Every single statistic proves that to be the case. Whatever your income level, wherever you live, you could be New York, you could be rural Oklahoma, you could be Miami, you could be Seattle, you could be Spokane, anywhere. If you have a mom and dad in your home, whether or not you like them, kids, maybe you're mad at dad right now. If you have mom and dad together in your home, you are statistically given the most leg up over any other metric. Now, what's this have to do with the country swinging back and forth? Well, we, the American people, we are not stable. And there's a variety of reasons for this, which we're about to talk about, but we are not a stable people as a whole. You may be, you probably are individually, but as a whole, we are flighty. We are emotional. We are the child that has been raised in a home that was a mess. Divorce, drugs, alcohol, living with grandma, the abuse, you name it. We as a people, American citizens, that is what has happened to us. And when I say that has happened to us, this is what I mean. Our education system infiltrated and conquered by communists. Now, instead of training good citizens, American citizens are trained in school to hate their country. What does your child learn in government school? That America is evil and racist and sucks. That's what they learn. Now, let me ask you something. We'll stay on the family analogy here. What if that's what you were taught about your family? Dad's a drunk. Mom's an evil witch. They ran out on you. You suck. How much would that mess you up? It's not just that it's inaccurate to teach the American people that about their country. It's that it robs you of self-worth. It creates bitterness. It creates resentment. You will grow up not ready to be a good citizen. So the education system contributed. Obviously, the media system contributed. Politicians and their lies contributed. Over and over and over again, every new scandal contributed. Every new communist infiltration contributed. And what we have now as a whole is 300 million people. I'm going to keep using that for America's population. Don't email me the specifics. I don't care. It's just a nice round number. 300 million American citizens. And a large percentage of them, not all, but a large percentage of them don't know who they are. Don't know why it matters at all. Don't know why living in a, quote, land of the free is important, even if they like that. By the way, I'm not just pointing to communists. I'm not just pointing to Democrats. Do you know how many people across the United States of America, we just had Independence Day, do you know how many people across this country were waving the red, white, and blue and fireworks, and they had an American flag hat on, an American flag sunglasses, and they know they love freedom, and they voted for Trump, and America, 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 land of the free? You know how many of those people cannot describe to you why it's important to have freedom? What freedom is for? Freedom from what? Because, you know, freedom doesn't exist in a vacuum. What are you free from? The United States of America became great, became powerful. You have the standard of living you have because we were free from government control and coercion. Government can't tell you what to say in this country or what not to say, where to live, what to drive. Government can't do that to you here. You are a citizen who has rights, and government is limited in their power in this country. That is what freedom truly is. Do you know how many Americans can lay out? That was, what, two sentences? You know how many Americans can't lay that out for you? A shockingly high percentage of Americans. Now, the result of that is we are an unstable people. We know we want certain things. Obviously, I want the same things you want. I want to have enough money to pay for food, to pay the rent. I want enough money to probably better myself and my kids in some way. If I can give them a boost, here's some money for college. Maybe let me help you out on a down payment on a house one day. I want my health. I want your health. I want the health for our families. I want all the same things you want. We know those basic things. Those basic things exist in every human being. But when you get beyond the 2 inches in front of your face, when you get beyond the person you see in the mirror and start to think about larger things, Americans are lost. completely lost. They can't tell you why freedom matters. They don't care about the debt. They don't care. They really don't know anything beyond what they're angry or happy about in any given moment. And this is not an insult to Americans. This is the result of our institutions becoming corrupted and evil. And instead of guiding and raising good citizens, we have a broken home. And now you, me, all of us, we're left to fend for ourselves. Dad's a drunk. Mom ran off with Metallica. And now I'm sitting here at 12 years old trying to figure out what is right from wrong. What do I do for a living? How do I find? That's us as the American people. And I'm going to bring this back to what you asked about. We'll have a Democrat and they'll destroy as much as they can possibly destroy. And the people will get sick of it and they'll go vote for a Republican. But then at some point in time, probably the midterms, maybe 4 years, they'll get sick of that. Go back and vote for the communist again. And we're back and forth and back and forth and we're back and forth. And you say we can't survive that and we're right. So let's discuss this a little bit more. Next.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Tuesday. Remember, you can email the show love, hate, death, threats, whatever you'd like, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Hey, Chris, I need you to pull a piece of audio for me that I probably should have brought up for you during the break. That audio of Joe Biden saying he's losing patience with us. I know we've played it 1,000 times on the show because we're discussing, you got an email about it. And I just thought it was important to open up the show tonight talking about this. The wild swings we have as a country. We'll have George Bush, and then we'll pick Barack Obama, the communist, for 8 years. And then we'll swing back because we're sick of that, and we pick Donald Trump. Then after 4 years, Democrats steal an election, and we pick Joe Biden. Then Donald Trump's back in there. Now, that, but these wild swings, and we can't survive. The swings are not the political parties. The swings are us, the American people. We have not been raised by our institutions in this country to be good citizens. We have not been taught economics. We have not been taught civics. We haven't been taught right from wrong. Our education system is ruined. Our churches are weak and pathetic. Our institutions, institution after institution after institution, has been rotted and corrupted. And the result is we, the American people, are children who've been raised in broken homes. And now we'll just go whichever way the wind blows. I'm going to play you this bit of audio that you've heard 1,000 times on this show before. Jewish producer Chris just pulled it. Go ahead, play it, Chris.
We've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin. And your refusal has cost all of us.
You remember that moment. Let me tell you something. That moment right there, that moment, if it had been done at, well, I would say for 75% of our history as a country, from 1776 to where we are now, if an American president got up and uttered those words to the American people, he may have had to leave town in a covered wagon because the American people would have marched on the White House with pitchforks demanding his impeachment. That is a statement that should have created universal outrage in every Democrat, Republican, independent, whether you're heavily political or not. You are not a subject. The American president isn't in charge of you. You know that, right? He doesn't rule over you. He's not in charge of you. Here in the United States of America, you can tell the president to go screw himself to his face, and you should be able to. The American president doesn't get to get up and scold you with a little veiled threat in there. We've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin. You know, that comes with a little built-in do what I say or else type thing. Or else? Excuse me? How much outrage was there after that? Oh, I know it was great talk radio fodder for a couple days. I blew a gasket on that show. How much outrage and how long did it last after that? No big deal. We moved on. Oh, well, just the president saying something. That's a jaw-dropping statement. Why didn't it last? Because most American people don't know they're not subjects. You ask an American person, most of them, not you, of course, most people, they think the president's in charge. They think he's in charge of you, over you in some way. Ah, my senator's over me. My congressman's over me. Oh, no, sir. I remember during COVID, how many people just accepted the fact that the governor or mayor of your state can tell you that you're not allowed to open your business? You know they can't do that, right? Here in the United States of America, the land of the free, I don't care how many chest colds we get, the governor of your state does not have the authority to destroy your family business. He doesn't have the authority. Nobody in this country has the authority. Here, take this experimental shot or you're fired. That's not a thing that should exist in the land of the free. Not only did it exist here, it was widespread. I know you probably didn't buy into it. Most people in this country did. We don't even know what freedom is here. Why did Donald Trump get elected this last time? Why? Be honest. Is it because the American people want to get back to the Constitution? Limited government! Of course not. Don't be ridiculous. That may be why you voted for him. Donald Trump got elected because communist savages, known as Democrats in this country, opened up the border so much the American people saw violent crime go all the way across the country. People raped, murdered, robbed. Joe Biden wasn't a functional adult, and the normies in the country saw that, where am I? And they didn't like that. They didn't like the open border. They didn't like inflation. What did people know? They knew the bread cost too much, that eggs cost too much. They knew the president couldn't talk. They knew the border was open. And so they ran to the polls and they voted for the opposite. Now, let me ask you, what if an economic bubble pops in the year 2027? We're all laughing at Democrats being down and out right now, myself included. We're all thinking, oh yeah, we're going to have President J.D. Vance. And we may. What happens if an economic bubble pops, and it can pop at any moment, in 2027, stock market drops, everyone's retirement gets wiped out? Let me tell you what happens. We have President Gavin Newsom and Vice President AOC. That's what happens. Because we don't even know what freedom is anymore. And that's not our fault. It's the fault of our institutions, which I guess, in a way, can be our fault. I'll give you an example. It's actually from the Big Beautiful Bill, as it's known. I'll give you an example of something that should outrage people. Instead, people love it. Next.
The Jesse Kelly Show. On air and online at jessekellyshow.com.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that. Can you be informed without being all of those other things? We think so. Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty, the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We try to bring you the truth
and help you figure out this crazy modern world.
If you shoot at us and we deflect it, it doesn't really count. And that just doesn't make any sense. You got to make a rule. Don't shoot at the United States.
Or if you prefer, Iran, blah, blah, blah.
America haters are winning. The would-be communists, the Marxists, are winning in America. And they're doing so openly, and nobody cares.
I think giving the downtrodden money enables them. They aren't getting the money. I'm winning.
Good Lord, that was the voice of the patriarchy right there, folks. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Tuesday, kind of walking our way through the wild swings in our population and why this happens. We vote Democrat, then we vote Republican, then we vote Democrat, then we vote Republican. I'll point something out from our side here. You remember the Big Beautiful Bill, as it's known? I actually think it's called the Big Beautiful Bill Act. Gosh, anyway. Okay, maybe you love it, maybe you hate it. I don't care. Do you know part of this was children in the United States of America? The specifics of this: children born between January 1st, 2025 and December 31st, 2028. They are eligible for a one-time $1,000 payment into their Trump accounts. And it actually says from this article, courtesy of the federal government. You like that? I'm asking if you like that. And the answer to that question will tell you how much you truly understand about this country and what we are and what we're supposed to be. The federal government isn't paying for a dang thing. The American taxpayer, who's already taxed too much, he is. I'll start savings accounts for my kids. Maybe I'll start a savings account for another kid. You don't get to steal my money and start savings accounts for every child in the country with my money. You don't get to do that. Who do you think you are? But this is the kind of thing people love. And honestly, I totally get why they put it in there. The American people hear this stuff and love it. Nice, $1,000, Trump account, yeah. What? Do you remember what was so costly for us in one of the elections during COVID? What was so costly? We didn't pass another stimulus bill during COVID. The United States government shut down the economy on purpose. State governments went even further. Shut down the economy on purpose, put people out of work, destroyed businesses, destroyed lives, and then stole your taxpayer money and handed you a check with it. And the American people did not march on Washington with torches and pitchforks. The American people said, yes, give me more. That's what they said. Now, I don't mean to just complain about us here. We can change us. We can change this, just like people, and maybe this is you, who were raised in bad circumstances, can get themselves together. They can make their way and find their way, and maybe you have, or maybe you're still working on it. You can get yourself together, but the first way to get yourself together is acknowledging you don't have yourself together. We have to acknowledge that as a people, our institutions have failed us. We either need to destroy those institutions or we need to remake those institutions into institutions that are good again. Without good institutions guiding Americans, teaching them what it means to be free, what it means to be good, teaching them about the greatness of America, teaching them about civics, the branches of government, debt, deficits, borders, things like that, taxes. Without a working knowledge of those things, you, me, we are all just unstable people going whichever way the wind blows. I don't like that gas prices are too high. I'll vote for the other party. Oh my gosh, my paycheck is a little smaller. I'll vote for the other party now. Oh, whoop. Eggs are expensive? I'll vote for the other party. Up, he said some mean things? I'll vote for the other party. If that's what we are, then you're right. There's a time limit on all this. Can't survive that way long term. You cannot. But that doesn't have to be our future. Now, you're maybe asking, well, what can I do? First and foremost, by a mile, is you can be that stability in your own life, in your own family's life, even if you don't come from one. Teach your children about government, about history, real history, right from wrong, the Constitution. Teach them about the different branches. Well, Jesse, I don't know. Well, that's great news. There's so much free information about that right now. Endless places. There's a YouTube channel for everything now. There's a way to access free wisdom in this country in ways your parents and my parents would have killed for. Maybe you don't feel equipped. You can get equipped easily in your own life. That is where we must begin. Create that stability. Give that wisdom. Give that education to our children so they don't grow up and go whichever way the wind blows and vote on gas prices or vote on the stock market or vote on this or vote on what they see on television. That has to stop. And we, You can do it in your own personal life. Do you have power beyond that? Maybe not. Maybe not. That's fine. Do I have power beyond that? Probably not. Maybe not. I mean, I guess I have the show, so there's that platform to kind of push it. But I have nothing but my two kids. I got two boys. I need to raise them with a base of knowledge about why their country's great, about why it matters. I need to raise them with a purpose. You will be a good citizen. You will, if that's what God has for you, you will start a family. You will be a good husband. You will raise your children. You'll be at baseball practice for your kids, even though it sucks. You will do these things. And that's how we save this place. We save this place at home. All right? We're moving on. I'm going to talk about it. In fact, I want to do a bunch of emails tonight. It feels like a good email night. I will touch a bit more on this Pete Buttigieg, the Rear Admiral stuff. I'll touch some on the Obama-Clinton stuff. I don't feel like that right now, though. I want to do this. Jessica, how do we ensure an impartial and fair jury that will discern truth and deliver justice in the Obama trial? His name is Steve. Okay, the Obama trial. I heard what Trump said today. Here he was.
They have him stone cold, and it was President Obama. It wasn't lots of people all over the place. It was them, too. But the leader of the gang was President Obama. Look, he's guilty. It's not a question. You know, I like to say, let's give it time. It's there. He's guilty. This was treason. This was every word you can think of. They tried to steal the election. They tried to obfuscate the election. They did things that nobody's ever even imagined, even in other countries.
I did hear him use my word obfuscate. I'm not going to dwell on it.
And we have all of the documents. And from what Tulsi told me, she's got thousands of additional documents coming. So President Obama, it was his concept, his idea, but he also got it from crooked Hillary Clinton. Crooked is a $3 bill.
That's quite a statement from the President of the United States of America. Now, the Obama trial. I do not like to sell you a false bill of goods. And I know, believe me, I know, that makes easy radio. There's nothing easier in radio than getting on and telling people exactly what they want to hear. It's the easiest thing in the world. You can have the biggest platform and people will eat it up. Yeah, Obama's going down this time. I'm not telling you that. I'm very hesitant to believe that. But 1,000 documents? We have a chance. And you mentioned, is there a chance for a fair jury? Well, I was talking to somebody today, and I found out something about the potential upcoming trials that just might be music to your ears. I'll explain in just a moment. Before I explain exactly what that is, let me explain to you that Fred's having a tough time right now. You know, we just spent a month in Montana. Well, Fred loves my mother. He actually prefers her over all of us. Aubrey has taken to calling him a traitor. He just kind of sticks by her side and prefers her over all of us. And now she's gone. She's up there. We're down here. Fred, that normally would be when Fred would have an incident with his stomach. When Fred gets really upset and stressed out, dinner tends to come back up. That hasn't happened in a long time because of rough greens. You should see Fred's coat. Have you ever seen, I don't really put a lot of pictures of my dog up because I think that's lame, but have you ever seen Fred's coat? Do you know why it looks like that? We sprinkle rough greens on Fred's food. Not just dead, brown dog food, rough greens. Sprinkle it on your dog's food and you will see so many differences and maybe not those digestive problems. Roughgreens.com or call 214-ROUGH-DOG. Just use the promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, running down a dream here on a Tuesday. I don't know actually what that means from Tom Petty. I just thought it sounded good, and I don't have any idea how it connects to the show, but I thought it sounded good at the moment. Either way, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I'm sure that's a dream of yours. Now, the guy asked, what about this Obama trial? Which I'm not saying it's going to be Obama. I'm very doubtful on that. I'm doubtful there will be a trial, but you never know. All these classified documents. Barack Obama takes the FBI, takes CIA, creates false intelligence, uses it against his political opponents. That's a big deal. That's a crime. Can't do that. The FBI does not exist to campaign for Democrats. That's criminal. CIA, same thing. That's criminal. The president can't use them for that purpose. That's criminal. That's a crime. Maybe the worst crime a United States government has ever perpetrated against its citizens. That's how big of a deal that is. A big deal. Really big deal. What about a fair trial? I was talking to John Solomon today with Just the News. It's actually a great website. John Solomon, Just the News. Very, very knowledgeable guy. Get this. Probably put a little smile on your face on a Tuesday. Remember how they raided Mar-a-Lago? They raided Trump's home in where? Florida. It's in Florida. I've been there one time. Mar-a-Lago in Florida. Well, in order to get someone to sign off on that, I won't go into all the nerdy legal reasons because it's boring and it doesn't matter. They had to go through a federal court in Florida to get the Mar-a-Lago raid approved. Okay? With me so far? Well, if this case is going to be prosecuted, and it sounds like it may be, as a big conspiracy, because that's obviously what it was. If it's a conspiracy case, Florida becomes a central part of that conspiracy. Pam Bondi, according to John Solomon, dropped this little nugget on me today. Pam Bondi can try this case, if she brings one, in Florida, not Washington, D.C. Remember, Democrats do this thing, and they do it very well, where whatever power they hold, whatever area they hold power in, they make sure they maximize that power. They create these little communist fortresses for themselves. And there's no better example of this than Washington, D.C. I say D.C. is over 90% Democrat. I actually think that's a little light. I think it's something like 94, 95. It's all Democrats, Washington, D.C. Those are the only people who live there. So what that has done is, if you have some sort of a federal trial, it almost always has to be tried in D.C., where committed communists will never convict one of their own. You could show them videotape of him murdering somebody. Communists don't convict communists. They're too committed to the revolution. What this has created is a system where government people, they can never actually go down, because the other communists in D.C., they'll be on the jury and they'll vote not guilty. It's created this system that protects government. It's actually the Washington, D.C. jury pool that has done as much to create government protection as anything else. Remember Durham? Remember the Durham investigation? Durham uncovered all kinds of evil stuff, but because of the way that investigation went, it could only have been tried in D.C., would have went absolutely nowhere, and everyone acknowledged it. Now, what's the point? You're going to have some dirty commie judge and a dirty commie jury, and they're just going to let Democrats off scot-free, and that's the way it goes. But because the communists included Florida, because the animals couldn't help themselves, they had to try to humiliate Trump, had to try to raid his home. Remember, we had FBI agents rifling through his wife's underwear drawer. They had to try to go get him where he lived. It put Florida in play as a jurisdiction where the trial may come. And I'm not promising you that there's going to be a trial or conviction. You know how cynical and jaded I am. Powerful people never seem to go down. But when the DNI is talking loudly about prosecutions and accountability, when the president of the United States of America from today saying things like this.
The witch hunt that you should be talking about is they caught President Obama absolutely cold. Tulsi Gabbard, what they did to this country in 2016, starting in 2016, but going up all the way going up to 2020 in the election. They tried to rig the election, and they got caught. And there should be very severe consequences for that. You know, when we caught Hillary Clinton, I said, you know what? Let's not go too far here. It's the ex-wife of a president, and I thought it was sort of terrible. And I let her off the hook, and I'm very happy I did. But it's time to start after what they did to me. And whether it's right or wrong, it's time to go after people. Obama's been caught directly. So people say, oh, you know, a group. It's not a group. It's Obama. His orders are on the paper. The papers are signed. The papers came right out of their office. They sent everything to be highly classified. Well, the highly classified has been released. And what they did in 2016 and in 2020 is very criminal. It's criminal at the highest level. So that's really the things you should be talking about.
Does that sound like a man who's going to let this go? Does that sound like a man who's going to let Bondi let it go? Remember, she's not the president's lawyer and shouldn't be, but she very much works for Donald Trump. Donald Trump sounds like a man who wants prosecutions. Do you think Pam Bondi's going to be able to say to him, you know, I don't think we can do it. Does this sound like a guy who's going to accept that?
They have him stone cold, and it was President Obama. It wasn't lots of people all over the place. It was them, too. But the leader of the gang was President Obama. Look, he's guilty. It's not a question. You know, I like to say, let's give it time. It's there. He's guilty.
That sounds like a man who's going to demand a prosecution. I never see powerful people go down, and neither do you. So I'm not trying to sell you false hope. I don't know. In the end, probably a lackey gets a slap on the wrist and they get off scot-free. That's what I'm used to. That's what you're used to. But we have concrete evidence. We have the president of the United States of America saying treason. We might get somewhere here. Anyway, we have two more hours of the show. We're going to have a lot of fun on the show. The Democrats' new love of the F word. What's that about? Before we get to that, I want to talk to you. I mentioned earlier that we can start in our home, that we can start teaching our children about America, about the Constitution, about our history, about things like that. And maybe you felt powerless. That's 100% my fault. I should have brought up Hillsdale right then and there. Hillsdale has more than 40 free online courses, free, for you to sit down. Maybe it's just you alone. Maybe it's just your husband, your wife. Maybe it is your kids. For free, you can have the geniuses at Hillsdale teaching you about all this stuff, creating good citizens. That's something everyone can do. If you have a smartphone, a laptop, a computer, everyone can do that. Free. Hillsdale.edu/Jesse. At least go enroll. At least enroll. Hillsdale.edu/Jesse. All right. Why do they keep using the F word so much? Hang on.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.